Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
What a joy it is to have with me today on Connected, Pastor David Chattister from Faith Christian Fellowship in Morgantown, West Virginia. In fact, your church is located on 119 towards Grafton, about 7 miles
outside of Morgantown. Yes, Faith Christian Fellowship, 7 miles out of Morgantown. We do have a Morgantown address, though. So that's,
okay. Yeah. Amen. Well, Morgantown's a big place. Pastor, Christmas time, holiday time, New Year's time is here. And the Lord, I believe, is speaking to us out of the story of Christmas. And you shared in your church about the visitation of angels. And would you pick that up today? Yeah.
Well, if we looked in the book of Luke, Zacharias and Elizabeth, the mother and father of John the Baptist, the one that was sent as a forerunner of Jesus Christ, 6 months ahead of Jesus Christ. But here, and the angel Gabriel actually came to Zacharias. He was a priest in the temple. And as he entered the temple this particular time, it was his course to burn incense before the Lord. And as he entered the temple, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, and he said, "Don't fear, Zacharias." He said, "I'm come to tell you something." He said, "In your old age, you and Elizabeth," his wife was old too, he said, you're gonna have a child. She's gonna conceive and have a child by you." And Zacharias asked the wrong question to this angel. He said, "How shall I know this is going to happen?"
Wow!
And then the angel says, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I brought you this word." Uh-huh. And you're questioning, how shall you know? He said, "This is how you're going to know. You're not going to be able to talk for 9 months." You know, well, it was actually, 2 weeks later that Elizabeth became pregnant. But he said, "You shall not be able to talk for 9 months. You'll be dumb. You'll not be able to talk." And the first word Zacharias said, if you read the Bible, when John was born, the angel said he would call him John. And he said his name. They asked him. They were going around asking Elizabeth, "What's he going to call him?" She said, "John." And he said, "Well, let's ask Zacharias." Zacharias couldn't talk. But that's the first time he spoke. After John the Baptist was born, he said, "His name is John."
Now think about this. This is the priest. You're seeing an angel. I mean, you're seeing an angel.
Right.
This thing appears to you, and you're still questioning God.
Yes.
Are some of us like that today, Pastor? God speaks supernaturally. He does something wonderful. And then we say, well, we need a confirmation.
Yes. Yeah. We've got to have some man and, tell us something. No. Not so.
I love that. He gave him a confirmation. It seems to me like he really ticked Gabriel off.
I think so. Yeah.
You want a confirmation? Shoop! You're not going to talk.
Yeah, just shut up for a while. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the reason was because he was saying the wrong things in order for faith to work. If he had allowed him to speak during that time, he would have done something that probably would have curtailed the birth of John the Baptist, because of the way he was talking. He said, "How will I know when God sent an angel to tell me?" Mm. And how will I know?
Men are more logical usually than women go more by feeling. We see a difference that came about when Mary saw the angel. I think she had a little more faith. We'll talk about that because the angel goes to heaven, comes back 6 months later.
Right.
And we'll pick it up when we come back.
All right.
Saying Christmas is near, and they ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a telling Santa what to bring, and the smile upon that tiny little face is worth more to me than anything.
Christmas and He's Alive is giving the gifts. Partners with your love gift of $20 or more in the month of December, we want to send you a special DVD entitled Sessions, Up Close and in the Studio. On this project, 12 of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and some of their most beloved songs, but watch them as they record live in the studio. You'll hear from the Booth Brothers, Sisters, Austin's Bridge, Judy Jacobs, Mark Lowry, The Crab Revival, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Legacy 5, Karen Peck and New River, Clint Brown, and Greater Vision. Get up close and in the studio with some of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and see just how the anointing falls as they record some of your most beloved songs. Send your best love gift to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at he'salive.net. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
Pastor David Chedister from Morgantown, West Virginia, and you pastor the Faith Christian Fellowship there in Morgantown. And we were talking, this is the Christmas season, the New Year's, all this is coming up, and God is speaking again today. The point we learn from the story is, when God speaks, how do we answer? Do we answer in faith, or do we answer in unbelief? And the angel of the Lord spoke to Zechariah, the priest, in the temple, and he doubted, and he was smote dumb until John the Baptist was born. But 6 months later, after he appeared to Zechariah, he appears to Mary in Nazareth. And let's pick this story up.
Yeah, same angel coming to the same to Mary, the future mother of Jesus, the Christ. And the angel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel greeted her, and I could say everything he said here in the Bible, but he said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored of the Lord. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of greeting this would be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou art found, you have found favor with God, and behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be called great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever.
Mm.
Of his kingdom there'll be no end. And he's still going on right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is.
But Mary said unto him, to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? She is a virgin. She
yes,
has never known
yes.
a man. And the angel said, it will be by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so after he finished talking to her, and he said, that thing, that one that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And she, he mentioned her cousin, Elizabeth, mm-hmm. Which we talked about earlier, the mother of John the Baptist. She also is conceived in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said to that angel, see, the Zacharias said, how shall I know?
Uh-huh.
And here's an angel telling him. Mary says, how are you going to do it? And
yeah.
he said, it'll be by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Totally different question. It's all right to ask God how.
Yeah.
It's but not to question if God's really going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's a whole different matter.
exactly.
Well, she probably thought, I need wisdom here. I've got to get pregnant. And
yeah.
I know I can't be with a man when
yeah.
I'm not officially married.
Yeah.
Back then, you were called wife and husband when you were engaged.
Yes.
Because you'd
right.
already come to the first covenant with the families. But
right.
They had not had the official wedding, and she could not sleep with him.
Right.
And so she's trying to figure out, how is this going to be?
Yeah,
and
exactly. How are you going to do it? Because I've never been with a man.
Uh-huh.
And she is a virgin, and this angel was sent by God to her. And this thing, when the angel said, with God nothing shall be impossible. And you interpret that, it talks about no word of God shall be impossible of bringing itself to pass.
Yes.
Yes.
Say that one more time. No,
no word.
Word
of God shall be, it shall be impossible for any word of God to bring itself to pass.
Mm-hmm.
No word of God. It's not impossible for the word of God to
yes.
happen. But Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Once she received the word, the angel left her and went back. Mary has accepted it, and that's
yes.
the way it's going to be.
And that's all it was. And she had a lot to face in the days to come. I mean, Joseph is not going to understand. I'm sure her parents did not understand.
Right.
And that's the reason why the angel said, go to Elizabeth, 6 months, who
yes.
was called barren.
Yes.
And when she shows up at Elizabeth's door, my God.
Yes.
The spirit of prophecy hit Elizabeth, and she began to prophesy.
Yes.
God has, I believe, when he commissions us to something, there's somebody out there that's going to validate that.
Yes.
And what seems to be impossible, if God could speak to Mary, if God could speak to Zechariah, if God could cause a lady who was barren to become pregnant, he can speak to Joseph, and he can speak to others. And people out there need to hear this today. You're facing some impossible things, but God is bigger than all those things.
Oh, my. You know, we've had young ladies in our church that that were having difficulty with pregnancy, young married couples. And I've you know, we prayed and believed God, and now there's 3 children in that
glory
family.
Glory to God.
You know,
yes.
I mean, we just, those kind of things
mm-hmm.
happen. And it's the power of God over physical, material things that take place that, I mean, if you end up short of what you need physically, God Almighty is the one that spoke you into existence
That's
to
right.
begin with through Adam and Eve. So
yes.
He still works with words. He's a word God. And if you'll learn
yes.
to speak his word to a
yes.
situation, you'll have what that word assures you will have, the promises of God.
Praise God. Pastor, we'll be right back, and we're going to pray.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn and all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our that he gave his life. was lost, he gave all he could give to show us a reason to live.
As the years went by, we learned more about gifts, the giving of ourselves and what that means. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying.
Going to the Lord in prayer, and you were in Africa, and this passage of scripture we're talking about today, when Mary said, "Be it unto me according to thy word," that is key for all of us. When
yes.
we're expecting to receive from God, share what happened in Africa.
Well, the angel said to Mary, "With God nothing shall be impossible." So I had prayed for a group of young people. We were praying and ministering to kids in a school. There was probably 300-400 kids there. And I asked them to stand up, those, and it looked like about 40 kids stood up. And I began to pray for them, and I told them, "In Jesus' name, you ask God what you want to happen in your body, what kind of healing you need." And this one young lady gave her testimony later, and and I'd use Mary's statement to the angel. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her after telling her the Holy Spirit would be responsible for causing her to become pregnant.
Yes.
And this one young lady gave her testimony, and she said, when the preacher said, you know, to say what you needed from God and ask in Jesus' name to receive your healing, she had never seen clearly in her life. She had always seen with blurry vision. And she said, "I asked Jesus to heal my eyes." And when she came up and gave her testimony, she said, "I said, be it unto me, Lord, according to your word," just like Mary prayed. And she said, "And I saw immediately, clearly, for the first time in my life."
Mm.
And to hear a young person say that,
yes.
And I'm in another country.
Yes.
And so it was just precious to hear that word and know that what Mary said about God's word, be it unto me according to your word, when you read it, you need to believe it like that.
Be it unto me according to your word. And you mentioned also that you pray for people who were barren, who
yes.
have children. This time of year, so many people struggle. They're hurting. They want
yeah.
children. And God sees that pain.
Yes.
He sees that hurt. And Elizabeth, she's part of the Christmas story.
Yes, she is.
She waited a long time for her miracle.
Amen.
But she received it. Would you pray?
Sure. Father God, for folks out there that are believing you for a child and are even hurting in their hearts and in their minds when they think about the doctor said that it's not possible. But we say, with God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pray for those that are listening and that would like to have a child. We say in Jesus' name, thank you, Father God, for ministering unto them and causing them to be come to the place where they can have their child. And we pray over them and we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You do what's necessary to have a child, and in Jesus' name, you'll have that one that you're looking for, because we pray and believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
And amen.
Praise God. Well, a wonderful Christmas season to you and your family, Pastor, your wife, your church family. God bless you, and thank you for being with us, Pastor David Chattister from Faith Christian Fellowship.
And thank you for having me. It's been a joy.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.